Be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home. That's a sure, solid foundation. So I'm used to having my notes all here and everything put together. If I don't have that put together, I just scratched down a few thoughts here this morning. So but I think God can minister to our hearts from His Word, and we can find some strength and help there. If y'all remember what I shared last Sunday, those standards of conduct for the believer and the one about be anxious for nothing, y'all remember what I told you there? That if that was, I would be lying if I tell you that some of these happenings don't make my heart tremble a little bit. And but I keep going back to that, what I shared last Sunday, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. You know, and we have a sure foundation. We can rest. We can take those cares to Him. Let it rest there. So I thought this morning, Brother Dale has taught us much this past year about the need to have hearts of a shepherd and our true shepherding. What it means to he and I have had lots of discussions on some of that about when it comes to ministering in a church. And so I was thinking here this morning, you know, with all that has taken place, my mind immediately went to our shepherd, our good shepherd. And so I thought, let's just turn our hearts to Him this morning, our good shepherd. And so I'm just going to read here this morning, read Psalm 23, which is a very familiar psalm, but there's some powerful, beautiful things there about our shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of His care for us as His people. And then I want to look at John chapter 10 as well. Some things for us to take home here. You know, Brother Dale is doing a good job of shepherding us here, and he's been a real tremendous blessing. But, you know, these things, these happenings do shake up our hearts, and we realize, you know, that's not going to go on forever. And we all know those things. The fact is that men, ministers, preachers of the gospel, they fail sometimes. They don't get it right. They make mistakes. They die and pass off the scene. But we have a shepherd. God's people have a shepherd who's always there. He is always the same, and we never need to fear. There's a solid security there. But what I want to point out, especially here in this little meditation, is positiveness of our Lord shepherding. Everything about our Lord is positive. in Him is not yea and nay, Paul says, but yea, it's positive. He has the well-being of His sheep in mind, and he that's what He delights in. So let's read Psalm 23 here. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I want to notice there's a couple of things in this psalm, and you'll probably find more. But notice that when the Lord is our shepherd, first of all, that's a proclamation we can all make. We can make that choice to surrender to the Lord, and He can be our shepherd. But when the Lord is our shepherd, when we can say that with confidence, and that's a reality, He's my shepherd. I just do what He tells me to do. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what the future holds, but when He says to go, I go. When He says to come, I come. He's my shepherd. He has control of my life, and I'm entrusting my life into Him. When that's the case, You're in a good place, and know that God's heart towards you is positive for your well-being. So notice some of these positive things in this passage. When the Lord is my shepherd, the first of all thing we see there is that there is no lack. I shall not want. There's not a... I'll have everything I need because he's my shepherd. I know he's in charge. There's no lack when the Lord is my shepherd. Second thing we see there is that there is plenty of rest and food and abundance. He is not a stingy shepherd. He doesn't just give us enough to keep us alive spiritually. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. But notice the heart of the shepherd in that. He makes me just go lay down a bit there. It's lush. It's green. If you need a bite to eat, it's there. Calmness. There's rest when our shepherd is in control of our lives. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Beautiful pictures there. This is our shepherd. Calmness of soul we see there in verse 2. Food and nourishment and... He doesn't put us out there and say, well, I hope they kind of take care of themselves. They'll figure out how to get how to drink out of that. No, he leads us to where it's still, where it's calm, where there's plenty to eat. He restoreth my soul. It's positive. He restores. That means something that was there was lost, and now he brings it back to where it needs to be. He doesn't say they've lost it, they've messed up, they're done for, get them out of here, those bad sheep. No, he restoreth my soul. The thing that was broken, the thing that got trampled down, the trust that was lost, he restores it. He brings that back to where it needs to be. Positive restoration. And then he takes that restored soul and he leads us in the paths of righteousness. Clear guidance. Do you see these positive aspects of the Lord's shepherding? There's no condemnation here. He's taken what is broken, what is lost, what needs rest, and he brings us to the place of prosperity and restoration. And then he takes us and he guides us into what is right. You know, he doesn't say just get it, okay? But he guides us into that, into all righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Yahweh, thou art with me. He has his presence with us. Isn't that amazing? Regardless of where we walk through, he is ever with us. He doesn't leave us in those difficult moments when it just seemed like this is getting kind of dark. What is going to happen? We don't know what. He is ever with us. For thou art with me. And in the middle of that shadow of death, his rod and staff are a comfort to us. You know, we don't have to be afraid that we'll somehow just lose it and go astray, that the pressure will be so bad that we'll just somehow fall off the edge of a cliff somewhere spiritually. No, when things are dark and we don't know where to go and how his rod and his staff, you know, he's guiding us. Just go this way a bit. You know, listen to this. No, get over there. And you know, he's there. Guiding us, and it's a comfort to us because we know he's caring for us. So he's ever with us, and he clearly guides and he clearly corrects us when we're off. And remember this, all of us, I was going to say the ones that are newly converted, but all of us, the devil never gives you clear direction. He brings condemnation and confusion. And he makes you feel guilty for things that maybe you never did and don't know if you ever did or not, but you just feel like you're guilty and overwhelmed. And God is not like that. If you did something wrong, he lays it on your heart clearly, and you know what you need to do. You know you've got that gold and silver back in the tent. Now let's go take care of that. It's very clear. He puts his finger on that. The devil doesn't do that. He brings condemnation for things we didn't do or confusion. But God gives us clear direction. He clearly guides and corrects us. His rod and staff, they're a comfort to us because it tells us what to do. And it tells us where we're wrong. And it's so comforting to us as his sheep. And then the last thing there in verse 6, we find that there is feasting. I'm sorry, in verse 5. Still in verse 5, there's feasting and food, even the presence of those who would do us harm. Isn't that amazing? That's what our shepherd does for us, our good shepherd. He provides food for us in the middle, of right in front of those who would take us away and do us harm. And I don't know if this is good for us to remember as daddies and mamas and pastors. I think, you know, the enemy is comes in to destroy, to kill, to do away with. But in the presence of the enemy, that thing that is coming in, you know, God takes care of the enemy too. But I find it interesting what he does here. The enemy's coming in to take away the sheep, to destroy, and God spreads a feast. So look at here. There's plenty to eat here. All you need is here. Right in front of the enemies. And the sheep look at the enemy, they look at the table of food, and they say, this is good for me. Forget what the enemy has to offer. This is all I need. And he makes it just so good here for his people that right in front of our enemies. And then he takes that, and right in front of the enemies, he said, "I'll anoint his my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." God, this is our shepherd, just begins to bless, and to bless, and to bless, just until it's so full we can't hold it anymore, and it begins to bubble over to others. Isn't that beautiful, brothers? That's our shepherd. He's not a stingy God trying to control us and make sure we get it just right. And if we get it just right, he'll bless. No, he just dumps it on us. Blessing upon blessing and until it's more than we can hold. And our cup runs over. And when the Lord is our shepherd, there is goodness and mercy. And you say, well, how can that be true in a situation like Dale? I mean, his body is, you know, that thing is in deep trouble here. There is goodness and mercy in every situation. All that comes from his hand is for our good and is full of graciousness, full of mercy. He delights in showing his mercy and his graciousness to us. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When the Lord is our shepherd, this is his heart towards us. And this is what he gives to us as our shepherd. Go to John chapter 10. Just looking at a few points about our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then the Lord is our shepherd. His face towards us is all positive. It's for our well-being. And he delights to bless in us, bless us, even in the middle of difficult times. John chapter 10 here. Why don't we just start reading verse 1 there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Any stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, Even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also must I bring. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So notice again here in this passage some aspects of our shepherd. And again, this, my heart in sharing this is just to draw our hearts together. Let's look to him. He is our rock. He is our shepherd. He cares for us this morning. He knows what we need. He knows what the future holds for us. We can fully depend upon him. Let's just listen for his voice and follow him. But notice some things about our shepherd here. There's a personal connection between this shepherd and his sheep. We see that in verse 4, that he putteth forth his, verse 3, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He is personally acquainted with his sheep. And if you're not personally acquainted with the shepherd, you're probably not his sheep. If you don't know him, and there's not that relationship flowing between you and him, you're not one of his sheep, because he has a connection with his sheep. He loves his sheep and he calls them by name. He knows them and they know him. They hear his voice and they follow. He knows them by name. They know his voice. There's that connection between the chief shepherd and his sheep. The second thing I notice about this shepherd is he leads his sheep. He leads them. He doesn't drive them. Notice in verse 4 that when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them. And he did that. He went before us and showed us how to live, didn't he? Through choosing to suffer instead of taking revenge, choosing to lay down his life for his friends instead of saving it. He went before us and showed us how to live. But I think even today, he continues to go before us. He doesn't drive us and say, see, I did that, now you do it too. No, he goes before us. Not a driver, but a leader. Someone that we can follow his example. He's there, he's going, he's gone the way before, and he says, come. There's an invitation. He's not a master driving these things, but no, inviting us. Come, follow me. And that's our shepherd. This shepherd brings us salvation. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the door, he says. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. So there's salvation in following the Lord Jesus, our shepherd. And again, we have that same promise here that we had in Psalm 23. He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Isn't that beautiful? That's the heart of God for his sheep. That well-being, that liberty. They're in Christ, they're following him, they go in, they go out in the fields, they come into the fold there. There's this peace, there's rest, there's prosperity spiritually there. And then he said in verse 10 there, the reason for his coming, he came to give life. Not condemnation, not to destroy, not to weed out all the sheep that are just as bad as they can get, and you know they've got all their ornery things and their thing. Not to cut them off and throw them out. No, he came to bring life. He came to bring life and to bring it more abundantly. Not to destroy, but to build, to bring life and life more abundantly. That's his heart for us. Then he said, "I am the good shepherd." And he gave his life. He gave us that example of of what that looks like. A shepherd that gave his life. I am the good shepherd. Verse 14, he says, and know my sheep and am known of mine. There's that intimate relationship between us and our Lord Jesus Christ. God the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, is our shepherd this morning. Isn't that beautiful? Just stop and ponder that. I'm just saying that. But that's a reality for us if we are in Christ. The one who created everything, the one who sent his son to redeem us from sin, is our shepherd. He doesn't get distraught when trouble comes. He doesn't get all upset when things are, not the way the sheep thought it was supposed to be. He's in control. He's our shepherd. He'll protect. He'll gather in together. He'll restore the things that are not right. He's our shepherd. And shepherds care for the sheep. They don't beat them. They don't drive them away. They care for them. They gather them together. And the Lord is our shepherd. He is ever with us. And one last thing here is notice also that there are other sheep. In verse 16 he says, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. They don't know it yet. They don't know my voice yet. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now I think, probably theologically or whatever you'll call this, I think Jesus was referring to the Gentiles here, which that's you and I. They were not brought into the fold yet. There were other sheep. There were other ones out astray that had not heard the voice of God. But there are other sheep that Christ wants a part of his fold. We're not the only ones. He wants to bring those in, the ones that have not heard his voice, the ones that are not responded in surrender to him and said, yes, Lord. He wants to bring them in and make them a part of his flock that he can shepherd and guide and pour his blessings on. These sheep have not heard the voice of God, and so they're still out there. They've not learned to trust his guiding hand. You know, he says to follow, and they say, we don't trust that. We're not sure if we can depend on that. And so they're still out plowing their own way and trying to find their own. And he says, there's other sheep that I want to bring in. And if you're one of those here this morning, God wants to bring you in. He wants you to be a part of his flock. He longs for that. But he's not going to force you. The invitation is there just to come. Come and follow me, he says. There are other sheep. There are other people out around us. Remember this as we leave. He's our shepherd, but God wants others who are not in that fold. He wants to be their shepherd too, and he longs to be able to bless them and bring them in. Well, he cares for us. Let's turn our eyes to him and listen for his voice, knowing he delights in our well-being here this morning. So there's a few simple meditation thoughts. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. And I just meditated over that. I have to admit, hearing the news yesterday and sitting down with Dale, my heart was trembling a bit. And I got home and it started opening up. I opened up to Psalm 23 and read that and started meditating on that. And that's amazing. The Lord is our shepherd. There is no need to fear. He'll guide, protect. He'll care for Brother Dale. We can only do so much. He'll care for Sister Lizzie. He'll care for all of us. We just need to simply follow in his footsteps. Let his rod and staff correct us when it needs to be and guide us in the ways of righteousness. He'll care for us of his people. So thank you for listening there. Maybe somebody else had some thoughts to share that would also edify the body here.